Welcome, everyone, to French Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson. It's called Pass the Ball. My name is JP.
My name's Amory.
Hi.
So, Amory. And so, pass the ball. We're playing basketball here?
Oh, no.
Football?
Either. No.
Okay, we must be playing soccer.
No.
What are we playing, for goodness sakes?
I like that game. Again. Mention more. No, here in this lesson, you're going to talk about rugby.
Rugby.
Kind of a very macho game, you know. There's not many female teams on rugby.
No. I don't know a lot of women that play rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so obviously the title is Pass the Ball, so we're going to be in the rugby match.
Yeah, we're on the pitch.
Wow, okay.
So right into the action.
Okay.
And one of the two characters is going to say, and it's our phrase clé, plus vite.
Plus vite. Okay, so that's faster.
Oui.
All right, we're going to listen for plus vite in the dialogue, which you're about to hear three times. Here we go.
Go!
Dialogue first time.
Passe la balle! Hein? Plus vite! Plus vite! Ils arrivent!
Où sont-ils?
Là! Derrière toi!
Ah!
Dialogue, second time.
Passe la balle! Hein? Plus vite! Plus vite! Ils arrivent!
Où sont-ils?
Là! Derrière toi!
Ah!
Dialogue, third time.
Passe la balle! Hein? Plus vite! Plus vite! Ils arrivent!
Où sont-ils?
Là! Derrière toi!
Ah!
All right, we're back, and we're going to start with the translation.
Passe la balle.
Pass the ball.
Passe la balle.
Pass the ball.
Passe la balle. Plus vite. Plus vite. Ils arrivent.
Faster, faster. They're coming.
Plus vite. Plus vite. Ils arrivent.
Faster, faster. They're coming.
Plus vite. Plus vite. Ils arrivent. Où sont-ils?
Where are they?
Où sont-ils?
Where are they?
Où sont-ils? Là, derrière toi.
There, behind you.
Là, derrière toi.
There, behind you.
Là, derrière toi.
Oh, goodness.
And then we hear
the crashing tackle, right? The dog pile.
Yeah.
Okay. Should have gone faster. Should have gone plus vite.
Definitely. Yeah. Or at least pass the ball. But, you know, sometimes you don't know what to do. You just keep the ball like they say.
That's right. And then you find yourself in the bottom of a pile of men. Right. Let's start at the beginning of the dialogue where we say, pass the ball.
Passe la balle.
Passe la balle. Now, Amory, that sounds exactly like English. Passe la balle, pass the ball.
It's a great sentence.
It just sounds Frenchified. Pass the ball. It sounds so much like English. So the word for ball?
Balle.
Balle. Okay, balle means ball. Now, the ball.
La balle.
La balle. La balle. So if you want to tell someone to pass the ball.
Passe la balle.
Passe la balle. Okay, so passe is the same word as in English.
Oui.
Oh my goodness. It's the verb passer,
mm-hmm.
Right, to pass. And this is the command, passe la balle.
Great.
Okay, so the next thing we hear, the teammate is shouting, faster, faster.
Plus vite, plus vite.
Okay, that was our phrase clé.
Oui.
Right, plus vite. And it's actually two words. Now, the word for fast?
Vite.
Vite. Now, if you want to make it comparatively more fast.
Plus vite.
Plus vite. Okay, that plus, it means more.
Yeah.
Okay, so he actually says it twice. Plus vite, plus vite. Okay, and then he gives him some information. They're coming.
Ils arrivent.
Ils arrivent. Okay, now this is the verb arriver.
Oui.
Okay, it means to show up, to arrive.
That's right.
Okay, and if you want to say that they are showing up or they're arriving.
Ils arrivent.
Ils arrivent.
Yeah, and you have to make the liaison in between the Z sound.
Okay,
Z.
Ils arrivent.
Otherwise, il arrive would be the singular.
Okay, and you want to say that the whole team is coming.
Yeah.
Okay, ils arrivent. Okay, now the player wants to know, where are they?
He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, où sont-ils?
Où sont-ils? Now, the question word for where.
Où.
Où. Okay, où, that means where. And the action word, where are they? So, the word for are.
Sont.
Sont. Okay. Son is the verb être, right?
Oui.
And when you want to put it in the third person plural, you're going to say ils sont.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, ils sont. Now, Amaury, why here is it où sont-ils instead of où ils sont?
Because it's a question.
Oh, so we got inversion.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so the verb and the subject are going to swap around.
That's it.
Okay, and that makes it a question. So where are they?
Où sont-ils?
Okay, and the answer is there.
Là.
Là. Okay, là is the pointing word, right?
Oui.
Just means there. And then it gives a direction. It's behind you.
Derrière toi.
Derrière toi. Now, the word for behind?
Derrière.
Derrière. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. In English, you can say derrière, meaning you're behind.
Oh, it's the same in French.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Le derrière, but just derrière, derrière toi. I assure you, not a joke.
It's okay.
Not a joke. No, no, it's behind and toi, you.
Okay, behind you, toi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's listen to the dialogue again 3 more times and we'll be back.
Dialogue, first time.
Passe la balle! Plus vite! Plus vite! Ils arrivent!
Où sont-ils?
Là! Derrière toi!
Dialogue, second time.
Passe la balle! Plus vite! Plus vite! Ils arrivent!
Où sont-ils?
Là! Derrière toi!
Dialogue, third time.
Passe la balle! Plus vite! Plus vite! Ils arrivent!
Où sont-ils?
Là! Derrière toi!
All right, we're back. So, Amaury, tell us your rugby stories.
I grew up in Belgium, you know, so We didn't play that much rugby because rugby is very, very popular in France.
Yes.
But mainly in the south of France.
Yes.
Yeah, in the Toulouse, Bordeaux, Lyon region.
Yeah, where I was studying in Avignon, there was a rugby bar as well.
Oh, yeah. For the team, and they've got the color of the team.
Right, I used to hang out there. It was the Koala Bar. Some Australians ran it.
So they've got like 300,000 players in France, which is huge.
It's
huge.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. But in Belgium, not that much. So, but still, our PE teacher wanted us to try and stuff. And me, I was like kind of, at the time, I don't know, I was taller and quite bigger than all the guys in my classroom. So I said, yeah, it's cool. But there's been some injuries. I was okay because I was quite fast. I was on the side, so I didn't have to go in the middle, you know?
Right. That seems like a dangerous game to play in PE.
Yeah, especially for the little one. But it was funny. It was. I liked it. And I was felt like it's a shame that we didn't play more in Belgium because I would have played more, I think.
Okay.
What about you? It doesn't really exist in America.
Well, it does exist, but you know, the clubs are very small and they're very tight and they always go out drinking after and before the game and the teams have their songs. And
right.
It's a whole scene. It's not just playing the game, but it's, you know, it's a social scene as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. But did you play American football?
I did not.
All right.
I did not. Uh-huh. I'm a basketball fan. Do you like basketball?
I like watching, but I don't like playing.
Oh, I see. Me too. I think we're going to get along just great.
Good. Just one last thing. Like, do you know how I was invented rugby?
I don't know, Amaury. Tell us how rugby was invented.
Yeah, I'm so glad to say it because I think it's quite funny.
Honestly,
it's quite long ago. It was 1823. Anyway, it was invented in the town of Rugby in England.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of the
rugby.
Town. Yeah.
Okay.
And they were playing soccer.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guy, I don't know, he lost control. I don't know, he was bored of playing with his foot. He took the ball in his hand and he just ran into the goals and threw the ball in the goals.
Okay.
And honestly, from there, some people thought, maybe it's a cool idea, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they realized that they could create a new sport.
Wow, I didn't even know there was a town called Rugby.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, if you have any fun rugby facts for us, or if you have any questions about this lesson or comments, or suggestions, please come to FrenchPod.com and leave your comments in the discussion section of this lesson. Now remember, if you are thinking about subscribing to FrenchPod, you can go to FrenchPod.com and check out the 7-day free subscription. We'll give you access to all the different levels, not just the newbie level, which is free for everyone. All right, folks, that's all we have for today. So, à la prochaine.
Salut.